We invite you to visit Maserati Jacksonville today for a personalized luxury driving experience like no other. Plus, for a limited time, take advantage of our historically low interest rates. Visit online at MaseratiJacksonville.com.
Now live from Dick's Wings on the North Side, Compton & Company. Brought to you by Williams & Rowe and Barber & Associates on 1010XL. Here's your host, Ron Compton.
And good evening. Welcome to Compton Company, coming to you from Dick's Wings on the North Side of Yellow Bluff near Berlin Road. Come along, come by, say hello to us on this flip night. The bar area is packed, and rightfully so, on this Thanksgiving Eve. And I want to wish everyone out there a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the holiday with your loved ones. But we are here this flip night, roll in, sit in the bar area. Tiffany is working behind the bar tonight. Hey, Tiffany. Order your drink, gets heads or tails. If you're right, the drink's free. That simple. Drink's free. If you're right, if you're wrong, you just pay for the drink. But it's just that darn simple. Boy, a lot going on. A coach is searching Gainesville. Look, people, you've got to start listening to me. I don't get a ton of nuggets from my sources, but when I do, I'm pretty spot on, and I said last week that the deal was done, and Dan Mullen had already been relieved of his duties, and it was done. It was done, and then you started, again looking at the other, what I was told. Again, there's a couple, big donors that I know, and a couple of companies here. That I do business with, via United Rentals, right? And so I was told that it was done after the South Carolina game. And he was told to appease the masses and fire his buddies and Hevesy. By the way, John Hevesy was in Jacksonville recently attending a Jaguars practice, and also Todd Grantham. And then he could coach the rest of the year. And he agreed to do it. But that's why, again, you started connecting the dots, right? All of these recruits decommitted. Their top four recruits decommitted, right? And then you also had, coaches taking shots at Dan Mullen on Twitter. You had him the celebratory dance after the big win over the Samford Bulldogs at the Swamp a couple of Saturdays ago. All those things, and they were saying, look, and again, he was that guy that when you heard him talk, it was like the guy that works and can't stand his job, and he's always depressed and down, has a chip on his shoulder. But then he puts his two-week notice in, becomes a nice guy. And that was Dan Mullen with the media over the course of the last week or so. And then also with Emory Jones. He knew he was done. He had Emory Jones as his guy since Emory was an eighth grader. And when he offered him it while he was the coach at Mississippi State. Right? And then right after he accepted the Florida job, Emory decommitted from Ohio State and committed to Florida. And they're like, as long as I'm here, Emory's my quarterback. And all of those things, along with, the information I was given, it was done, right? And good riddance, Dan Mullen. And this past weekend, look, Dan Mullen is the one that bowed out. Okay, he quit after the loss to Missouri. His plan was to coach against Missouri, then coach against Florida State. Look, the players in that locker room, they like him. They don't necessarily have a lot of respect for him. He's like that drunk uncle, right? That you love him, but you don't respect him. You do what you want to do, right? You do what you want to do. And, look, as recent as the Kentucky game, players are sneaking out of their rooms and out partying. I don't know how much the partying you can do in Lexington, but whatever you can do, they were doing the eve of that Saturday game. And now I can go and spill the beans now. They were partying. Did all sorts of things. They could do what they want to do. Guys that he liked, could get away with it, could get away with anything. Those you did like, you know, you have to work your ass off, and then you'd still get punished for certain things. So that was how things were with Dan Mullen. Didn't like to recruit, was a lazy recruiter, all sorts of off the field stuff that was going on in Gainesville, and good riddance. And again, he's a quitter. You know, he did not want to face the crowd after the loss at Missouri at the Swamp on Saturday. So he wouldn't scotch Strickland. So Scott, I'm done. I'm out. So Strickland didn't relieve him of his duties. He quit on the team and didn't want to face the music Saturday in Gainesville. And I say, good riddance. Look, and you know what? He may be an offensive coordinator in the NFL next year. Hell, I'd be okay if he were calling ball plays here. Again, I still think he's a tremendous play caller. But he's not a leader of men. He's not a leader of young men. And why do I say that, R.J. Saunders and Chuck Elliott, if he chimes in with us, is this. Going into the season, Florida thought they were, you know, they had an opportunity to play for it all, right? College football playoff. They were just 6 points shy of winning the SEC championship last year. Alabama was a bit down after losing some guys. You know, obviously the Heisman Trophy Award winner, as well as their quarterback, their running back. They were all gone. Najee Harris, all of, they're all gone. Then they lose to Alabama in a nail biter, missed extra point. Then they followed that up with a big win over Tennessee the following week, 38-14 at the Swamp. They have everything to play for. And then Kentucky happens. And I was there. I was there in person to witness that one. I was there in that stadium that sways back and forth when it starts rocking. After that loss, he quit on the team, and then in turn the team quit on him. Right, when they realized then, you know what, we've got nothing to play for now. There's nothing left to play for. The SEC East is over. Our chance at playing in the college football playoff, it's over. There's nothing left. And then, look, against Georgia, they fought hard for 28 and a half minutes. Then the final 2 minutes of the first half happened. And for that matter, in the second half, they held Georgia at bay the entire second half until the last a touchdown run in the last 2 minutes of the football game. So that tells you, there's players there. Right, sure, he has not recruited at the level he should in Gainesville when you have Miami that's down, you have Florida State that's down. You should own the state of Florida. But not only could he not keep guys home, he was being out-recruited in this cycle by Florida State. That's not acceptable. Not at all. And so, look, he was done, right? He was done, he was toast, and he was out. So now on to the next chapter in Florida Gator football, and all the tea leaves, all the smoke right now. It's all about Billy Napier, former Clemson offensive coordinator, Alabama wide receivers coach, Arizona State offensive coordinator, and obviously the Raging Cajun head coach, who, according to most, is that attention to detail, very structured, organized, Nick Saban type of coach. A CEO type, delegates authority, but he's has his pulse on everything. And that's who he is. And he's a fierce recruiter. Loves it. Eats, sleeps, and breathes recruiting. And that's if it is Billy Napier, I'd love it. And I hear, look, the talk in Gainesville, and it's just talk, and I've talked to a couple of people, is Napier's number one. And what I don't like is they say Matt Campbell might be option B. I'm not excited about that at all. I'm not. I think he's done great things at Iowa State. I'll give him that. But no ties, to my knowledge, to the Southeast. So how would he recruit? I don't know. And look, there's a supposed, you know, big fish out there that they've talked to as well. And I'm not sure. Where I'll go with that is maybe Matt Rhule, head coach of the Carolina Panthers, who had success at Baylor, who, you know, some insiders will tell you that he enjoyed the college life in terms of coaching more so than he does the National Football League. Who knows? Then you hear the Bob Stoops stuff. I mean, look, I've got a hunch that if the Baker County High School job became available, Bob Stoops' name would be mentioned, right? If University Christian's job became available, Bob Stoops would be on that list. He's on every list until he's 90 years old. He'll be on. He will be on every single list. But so that's been floated. So we'll see. All right. So poll question tonight is this: do you think Billy Napier is the next head coach of the University of Florida or somebody else? Napier or somebody else? We'll also talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars and the embarrassment we had at TIA Bank Field on Sunday. Boy, oh boy, that was a rear-end kicking at the hands of Chuck's favorite quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo and the San Francisco 49ers. That was ugly. It was ugly, boys. A little college basketball. Florida Gators. Speaking of the Florida Gators, off to a fast start, a 4-0 start. Took on Ohio State tonight to try to get to 5-0. Game tips off in just a bit. So we'll discuss that and a lot more as we broadcast you from Dick Swings to the North Side after this on 1010XL.
This is Compton & Company on 1010XL.
And welcome back to Compton Company, coming to you from Dick Swings to the North Side. Yellow Blip and New Berlin Road also visit us in Lakewood, San Jose, and University. A packed bar area on this flip night on this Thanksgiving Eve. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you guys were able to spend some time with your family and other loved ones. Tomorrow. All right, we have Chuck Elliott on the phone lines. We got R.J. Saunders producing the show tonight. Again, I'm Ron Compton. Glad to have you along with us. Poll question number one. I got two poll questions now. Number one, they're both centered around the head coaching job at the University of Florida. The first one is, who do you think will be the head coach of the Florida Gators in 2022? Billy Napier or somebody else? And the other, who would you rather have? Because what I hear down there is this. I haven't heard Lane Kiffin's name at all, but I've been a Kiffin guy, for a while. But I'd rather have Napier than Kiffin, I think, because of the fact that you hear that he's a tireless recruiter. He recruits, and the key is also building a good staff of recruiters around him. But so who would you rather have if you're the Florida Gators? Billy Napier, Lane Kiffin, or what I hear is plan B if things don't work out with Billy Napier? Because, look, Billy Napier coaching Louisiana, a lot of thought is he might prefer the LSU job. But then you hear about LSU and their flirtations with Dave, you know, they say Dave Aranda and maybe their guy. Look, they've been big on Lincoln Riley. They've offered him supposedly $100 million for 7 years. So they're big game hunting in Louisiana. Also, Jimbo Fisher, of course, his relationship with Scott Woodward, who hired him at Texas A&M College Station when he was the AD there. Now he's now obviously in Baton Rouge. So those are the two big names. But, look, you go big game hunting, and if you miss out, on those two guys, then you're stuck with whomever. And some folks think that if they miss out on those two, that Billy Napier could be the choice there. And, look, it's a fit, right? He's coaching currently in Louisiana. But he's from North Georgia. So he has a lot of Georgia ties. His dad was a high school coach for many years. So he's got ties there and connection as well. His brother, I think, coaches currently in the state of Georgia. I think in LaGrange, maybe it is. So if you're Florida, Matt Campbell, they say, is plan B. So would you rather have Matt Campbell Lane Kiffin or Billy Napier? That's poll question number two. If you're at the Florida Gators, which of the three would you rather have? And then, of course, the first question is, who do you think will be the head coach, Billy Napier or somebody else? And as we welcome Chuck Elliott to the show, I was always, Chuck, a Lane Kiffin guy, because I'm thinking, man, you bring Lane Kiffin in here with that offense and his willingness to recruit and to get after it, man, he'd be a lot of fun. But, you know, and look, I don't know this, but what you hear, you know, when you do a bunch of reading of different people's articles and stuff, that he's sort of like, he takes the same approach to recruiting as Dan Mullen does. He doesn't like it. And if that's the case, I don't want any part of that. We've seen that story and how it plays out. But I kind of find it hard to believe because, look, he's got Ole Miss in a position where they haven't been in an awful long time, Chuck Elliott. If Alabama, if Ole Miss wins the Egg Bowl tomorrow night, and Alabama wins in Atlanta, Ole Miss will be positioned to go to the Sugar Bowl. It'll be the first time it's like 1969. Your thoughts,
yeah,
Chuck
perfect.
Elliott?
I don't think they've had. I don't think Ole Miss had a 10-win regular season. You're right, since the '60s.
It's been a long time, man. A long time. So,
hey, Rory, I got to tell a true story here. I was out and about the day after we talked. I said,
so
"Okay,
this isn't
I got
a lie. So this isn't a lie. It's a true story. Okay,
it's not a lie.
Checking.
I said I was out and about. I said, okay, I got to text Ron or tell him to remind me to call in. So I get to my buddy's house. Didn't think a word about it. You text me. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So that's a true story.
Yeah.
I'm not having fun. See, I have a life, you know. I'm not just...
You've got a life. I wish Ken Murick was here. Could hear that.
Yeah. Where's Ken when you need him?
Because he would beg to differ.
I would take Lane Kiffin. It's going to be Billy Napier, but I'll take Lane Kiffin all day long.
Would you take? Okay. No, look.
The only problem with Kiffin, I think he'll be gone. I think he has another NFL job in him. If he hears.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. And what I would say, here's what's funny, man, is we talk about different guys. I mentioned earlier, you know, Bob Stoops is a candidate for every position. Baker County High School,
What's this? 2002? This?
What I mean, every job that becomes available, look, he's being mentioned at LSU. Now, hey, how about this one?
Yeah.
You love this. Now LSU, the talk is it's either Dave Aranda, and he would bring Tom Herman as his offensive coordinator, or possibly Mark Stoops in Baton Rouge. And, boy, they would not like that at all. At LSU.
Wouldn't you take Mark Stoops to Florida? I would like Mark Stoops. I'd be fine with him.
I don't really want Mark
right.
Stoops.
He's done well at Kentucky.
I don't know.
I'd rather have him than Bob at this point.
I wouldn't. I'd rather have Bob. No, I'd much rather have Bob. Because, see, here's the thing about Bob Stoops. If he could convince me that he's not burned out and he's got the itch and he wants to get after it and he'd commit to coaching for at least 7 or 8 years, I'd take Bob Stoops all day long or twice on Saturdays. Because, look, people think that he's 100 years old. He's 61. Nick Saban's 70, Chuck. And again, I get it. Nick Saban's a young 70. But Bob Stoops is only 61. It's not like he's 80. He's 61 years old.
Yeah.
And he's always...
When he's burned out,
Chuck,
though.
Yeah, if he's burned out, I want a part of it. But he's always... he's always put a young, aggressive staff around him. Always. Here's something for you. You know, when you talk about, and this would sort of lean against bringing a Billy Napier in, and it'd lean more towards, here's a couple of names for you. How about Brent Venables, the Clemson longtime defensive coordinator? I think he's a guy that likes being a lieutenant, doesn't really want to be a general, and he's fine with that. Then you've got the Notre Dame defensive coordinator. His name escapes me at this time, but he's a hot name. The A&M defensive coordinator as well. But people say, man, I really want a guy that's a head coach, and I really don't want a coordinator and Florida being his first head coaching gig, right? Wouldn't you say that's typically the mindset, right? Thought most.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so let's play this game out for a moment. So you take the top six teams, the top six ranked teams in the according to the college football playoff, right? Ohio State, Ryan Day. First head coaching gig, Ohio State. Obviously, Alabama, a little different. Nick Saban, he was obviously head coach at quite a few couple of places before he arrived in Tuscaloosa.
Kirby Smart.
Kirby Smart. He went from D.C. to head coach. Cincinnati Bearcats, Luke Fickell, went to defensive coordinator Ohio State to Cincinnati Bearcats, head coach.
Let's not forget, he did coach Ohio State for a year.
Yeah, but that, yeah.
He was the Ohio State coach in 2011.
Well, but I still don't. I don't count that.
Don't count that.
I don't really count that.
Okay. Well,
he was the interim guy. He was the interim guy from Tressel Staff until Urban got the job. Oklahoma, right? Now I just mentioned how Bob Stoops would always have a young aggressive staff around him. Lincoln Riley, offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. first gig, Oklahoma. Mario Cristobal, Oregon, he was the defensive coordinator, got the head gig when Willie Taggart left Oregon for Florida State. So, I mean, it can work both ways. But with all that said, I would still...
Which I got to break in, not to waste your precious time here, but did you hear this crazy thing that... This is, can't be true. Some people are saying that some inside the Gator circle want Willie Taggart because they felt he didn't get a fair shot at FSU. I'm like, if you hire Willie Taggart, shut the program down right away.
If let me tell you something. If the Florida Gators...
Did you ever hear that?
No. Look, if the Florida Gators hired Willie Taggart, lunacy said Deion Sanders. If you hired a guy like that to be your head coach, I quit watching Florida football until that person was fired. I would watch a game. I would never watch him again. I would disown him. I would disown the football team. And I've been a Gator since I was 6 years old. I would not watch him. I would not watch a Florida football
game. But you take Willie over Deion, right? Obviously.
No, actually, I take Deion over Willie.
What?
At least I know he would recruit. Okay. And but no, I don't want. Again, neither. How about C? Neither A or B. Okay, going back to you know, little number two pencils and filling and stuff in school. C, neither A or B is what I would take in that situation. Come on, man. Good Lord.
Be with has anyone ever seen a number one pencil? What's a number one pencil, by the way?
I don't know what a damn number one. You're right. What is a number one pencil? What is that? They make a number one pencil. I don't know. Good question, Chuck. Well, you know, I've never really thought about that. Have you?
Yes, I have. I've thought about that a lot.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. You would. Change of gears for a moment.
Yeah, we got to pick games. Don't let it go.
I know that.
Okay,
we're
going to
break in a couple minutes. Next segment, we'll pick the games. Because we get out at 8:55 tonight, because we have basketball following our show. So, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Chuck. Man, you know, your man crush, Jimmy Garoppolo, got over on him, didn't they? They got over on him.
Of course.
They did.
Of course.
They did. Yeah, you say of course like it was just a foregone conclusion. You know, the Jags, after winning, you know, two wins and, you know, winning two of three, Neb lost two in a row. So it's not easy when you're challenged offensively, when you fall behind 17-0 to make a bit of a run. Now, they did fall behind 17-0 against the Colts and had a chance in the last 2 minutes, if not for a Trevor Lawrence fumble that last possession. And then, of course, this past weekend, another 17-0 deficit, and it was never a game. I mean, it was – look, how about the first – I want to say it was like – the first fucking, I don't know what it was. It was, I think was a 20-play possession, right? 20-play possession.
Yeah,
like
I heard that was.
Minutes.
I heard some. If I heard this right, it was like 15 seconds short of the NFL record for the longest
crazy
drive in history.
I mean, look. How about the? Here's one for you. The Jaguars had 200 total yards Sunday, and they have not scored a touchdown, trailing by fewer than 10 points in the last four games. And you know what? And that 200 yards, half of it was garbage time at the end. I mean,
now what did you think? I heard Prosser the other morning. I totally agree with him. If you're Shanahan, you had to go for that on fourth down. I mean, come on, kick a field goal. That was just a wuss move, I thought. I mean, you got to go for that. You come all that way, you know they would have scored or at least got the first and goal.
I guess. I don't know.
How do you have a 20-play drive, 13 minutes, and you kick a field goal?
Well, I guess what he's seen happen was prior to that play, you see that your quarterback have a guy wide open in the end zone and overthrew him about 3 yards.
Oh, yeah, Garoppolo just flat out missed him. The announcer said they'd never seen someone that wide open.
Yeah.
How did he miss him?
So I guess he's like, you know what? You know, Jaguars run. Look, the one thing the Jaguars have done as of late, they've figured things out defensively. They're playing very good defense, man. I mean, for the most part, look, they're playing pretty damn good on that side of the football. Joe Cullen's figured that stuff out, man. But offensively, man, it's offensive. Offensively, it's offensive to watch. We'll break here. We'll pick games next. We'll talk more Jaguars football. Again, the poll questions are these, both Florida Gator related. Who do you think will be the next head coach of the Florida Gators, Billy Napier or somebody else? And then the other, if you were to choose, I'll give you three guys, Billy Napier, Lane Kiffin, or the guy that's supposedly plan B, if Napier says no, Matt Campbell in Gainesville. And there's like a big fish that's out there that they've talked to, and that was probably Stoops, or it could be Matt Rhule, who I hear would rather be a college coach than an NFL coach. So that's poll question number two. We'll discuss all that, pick games, and more after this on 1010 XL.
This is Compton & Company on 1010 XL.
And welcome back to Compton & Company, coming to you from Dick's Wings. The North Side, again, I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoy tomorrow with your family and friends, loved ones. So quickly, I'll get to you guys. So first, I want to wish both you guys a very happy Thanksgiving, both URJ and even you, Chuck, even you.
Hey,
so, outside of turkey and ham, what's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? If you had one, if you only had one, what would it be? And it can
dressing.
Be a dessert. It can be
dressing.
A dessert. A dressing.
Dressing.
Dressing. Easy.
Really?
I mean, I like mashed potatoes. I love them, but I could do without because you can get mashed potatoes anytime. But dressing, you know, that's kind of not an everyday thing.
Yeah, dressing is special. I mean, yeah, I love mac and cheese. I love the yams as well. But yeah, no, dressing it doesn't get any better.
I'd say if you can find someone that makes a really really good sweet potato casserole,
ugh, yuck.
Give me that. A really really good one. But yeah, you know what, boy, if you give me some. You know, good old fashioned homemade mac and cheese. I like that as well. But man, I'll tell you what, it's I'll eat about anything outside of cranberry sauce. I won't eat that.
Oh my God, cranberry sauce makes it.
Exactly.
Makes it
that's delicious. Me and Chuck are on the same page.
No, I don't eat cranberry sauce.
What?
You don't have cranberry sauce, you might as well just leave. Wherever you are, if you don't have cranberry sauce, you just throw stuff down and leave.
Everything but cranberry sauce for me.
You cuss them out, kick them in the shin, and leave if they don't have cranberry sauce. And not in the canned kind, too. The old cheap canned kind is the best.
Hey,
not the real stuff.
We were talking, you know, we talked about, you know, the portal when it comes to, obviously college football is big now. You know, you can, you know, transfer without sitting out a year. But basketball is where they've been making hay in the portal for a while. As I'm sitting and watching this Florida Ohio State game. How about this, boys? So Florida, their top eight players, top eight, every one of them, seven of the eight, are all portal guys. Seven of the eight all started their collegiate career elsewhere.
That's a really good feature.
And Mike White, better be ready to hit it after this year, too. Now, again, there's still a lot of basketball left to be played. Florida's 4-0. Might be his Mike White. I know they made an Elite Eight run, but this might be his best team yet. But his top six players, not only are they all portal guys, they're all seniors. So that means he'll be hitting that portal awfully hard after this season as well. All right, so Chuck Elliott, R.D. Saunders, it's time to pick some games, boys. Chuck Elliott, tell us where we stand currently.
You said last week was a movement week, and RJ and I both went 4-2, and you went, ha-ha, 2-4. So you've got 41 wins. I closed in at 39, and RJ's still nipping at my heels with 38.
Wow. And again, we're against the spread. This isn't just winners or losers.
It's not straight up.
It's against the spread. It's not straight up. But we got a fun weekend. I mean, this is like rivalry weekend, right, in college football.
Yep.
And you picked a few, and there's a lot of other rivalry games that aren't on the list.
Can't pick them all.
No, you cannot pick them all. But go ahead, Chuck Elliott. Tell us what we have. Son.
Okay, first we go to the big house at high noon. We got the Ohio State University at Michigan. Ohio State 8.5-point favorite over Michigan.
Go ahead, RJ Saunders.
I'll go Ohio State here.
Chuck Elliott.
Give me Ohio State. They were impressive last week. I think they come for that.
How about CJ Stroud? His last two games, he's thrown 10 touchdown passes, had 11 incompletions. How about that? Boy, oh boy. It's at Michigan, right?
Yes.
Jim Harbaugh said before the year we were going to beat Ohio State or die trying. Well, you're going to die on the vine, Jim. You're not going to beat them. But I've got a hunch that Coach Khaki from Walmart wearing Jim Harbaugh, they'll find a way to keep this thing close enough. They got a fierce pass rush. I think they'll harass CJ Stroud enough to keep it close. So I think Ohio State wins, but Michigan keeps it close. Give me the Wolverines.
All right, next we have Bedlam.
Ooh,
Stillwater.
Man.
Oklahoma State by 4. Wow.
RJ Saunders.
Ooh. You know what? Give me Oklahoma.
Chuck.
I'm with you on that. I think Oklahoma State wins. I think Oklahoma State's been within the 4.
You guys are both taking Boomer Sooner, huh?
Yep.
So nobody wants to take, I'm a man. I'm 40. What? Is Mike Gundy 50 now? He's only 50, is he? Probably.
He's
90.
Over 50.
Is he over 50?
54 now. 53 or 50. I was 07,
by the
way.
That's when you know you're old, when it seemed like yesterday when we heard him talk about his quarterback. I'm a man. I'm 40. Yeah?
That's 07.
Woo. Wow. Was it 07?
Yep.
Holy cow. You know what? I'm going to pull for Oklahoma State. I like Mike Gundy. But I'm with you guys. I've got a punch that Oklahoma's going to get this thing right and give me Boomer Sooner as well.
Next, we go to the Swamp. And who's the coach?
Greg Knox is the
interim
coach.
By the way,
he's 1-0 in his career. When Mullen left to go to Gainesville, he coached in the bowl game for Mississippi State. They won that game, by the way.
Did you say Chuck Knox is the coach?
Not the former Rams coach Chuck Knox.
Ground Chuck?
No, not Ground Chuck. It's Greg Knox.
Well, I'll go first. This is easy. FSU, how much money do you want to win? FSU all the way. Not that I'm pulling for that, but I'm picking what I think is going to happen.
RJ Saunders.
Give me FSU.
How about this? This is a rivalry game, obviously, between two teams that the national championship for years would go through the state of Florida, Florida State, Miami. Now you've got 2 5-6 teams in a pillow fight this weekend. The winner goes to a bowl game, maybe the Belk Bowl or the Pool and Weedy or Independence Bowl, or maybe a bowl with no name or no sponsor. I don't know. Florida's better. Florida has better players. They do. And you know what?
They have better players.
They've got better players. I think there'll be some juice from the fans with the firing of Dan Mullen being announced. Anthony Richardson's going to start play quarterback as Emory Jones now has an ankle injury. Look, Florida's better. They're going to come out on fire. FSU sucks. Okay, they're no good. Yeah, they've won a couple of games. They're a whoop-de-doo. Good job.
They're taking Florida.
Golf clap. Give me the Gators. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And, hey, free money. Free money, Chuck. Give me the Gators.
Okay. We got to move quick. Go to the NFL. We have the Titans at the Patriots. New England by 6.5.
Boy, that's tough. How about this? If New England wins this week and the Bills lose, the Patriots are the number one seed. Not the Bills. They're already number one in the AFC East. But if they win, and gosh, boy, they're a win and a team's lost away from the number one seed in the AFC. You know what? Give me the Patriots continue to roll.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm taking New England. The Titans, how about the loss to the Texans? That was crazy. But
RJ Saunders.
And it's New England by six?
6.5. That's a big number.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel knows Bill Belichick. Almost took Tennessee because of that, but I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Oh, man. It's hard to win in Foxborough, so I'm going to take the Patriots.
All right, good job. Next we have the Rams at the Packers. That game is even at Lambeau.
RJ Saunders.
The game's even?
Yeah. The game's a pick'em.
I mean, Green Bay.
All right, Ron. I'm taking Green Bay, by the way. What you got?
Yeah, you know what? Boy, you know what? No Aaron Jones, no problem. It may snow. Matt Stafford is now becoming – I always said Matt Stafford, a million-dollar arm and a 10-cent head, and he's now turning back into that guy. I think he's going to roll this weekend, and I think he's still in Detroit. And they're going to do what Detroit would always do in Green Bay and lose. So, yeah, I'll take the Packers over the infighting Rams, whose prima donna players is in Jalen Ramsey and Odell Beckham Jr.
And as I always say every week, last and least, the Jaguars against the Falcons. And that game is even.
Wow. RJ.
I mean, you know, I keep going back to week one, and we thought it was going to be an easy win against the Texans, and we lost. You know what? I'm going to be a homer just one more time. Give me Jacksonville.
Chuck.
Oh, Atlanta. This is crazy. I mean, how much money do you want to win? Take the Falcons.
I mean, can Trevor Lawrence finally throw a touchdown pass in the month of November? Happy Thanksgiving, Trevor.
He's got one more shot.
I mean, he's got one. You're right. One more shot. Now he's without his special teams ace, cornerback. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I mean his wide receiver, Jamal Agnew. He's out. They're all done. I mean, there are no weapons left. They didn't even target Joe Arnold last week. But I think the defense is playing really well. Give me the Jaguars. I'll be a homer as well, and I'll take the Jacksonville Jaguars at home to beat the Atlanta Falcons. Hey, RJ Saunders, before we get out of here, give us the poll question results, please.
Our poll question results, as we continue Compton and Company, wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Who will be the next Gators football coach if you could choose between Billy Napier or someone else? It's a runaway with Billy Napier at 86%. And also, who would you rather have as the Gators football coach? Billy Napier, Lane Kiffin, Matt Campbell, or other? And if you selected other, we asked you to name who. Once again, Billy Napier running away with it at 63% of the votes.
Yeah, and you know what? And again, I hope it's Billy Napier. He's that structured attention to detail type of a guy. And I'm not saying he's Nick Saban at all, but he coached under. Here's a quick little story. Here's the music. He coached under Dabo Sweeney. People wonder why he got fired, because he knocked him out. They got to an argument, and Billy Napier knocked out Dabo Sweeney, so he got fired. Went coach under Saban, and here we are. So I think when we talk next Wednesday, the head coach of the Florida Gators is Billy Napier. So for Chuck Elliott, for RJ Saunders, the fine folks here at Dick's Wings, for Ron Compton, happy Thanksgiving. See you.